Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Ray Kaplan, Blue Sky Restoration, formerly JC Restoration, and attorney Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Resolution. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's brand new exciting music, Joe.
Why?
Because something came down from the top saying new music rules.
I heard that.
New music rules.
I like the music.
You got new music.
We got new music because something with, I don't know, I just show up and it's do different. My show. I just stay in my lane. Right. It's got to do with legal. That's why we have attorneys here, Stephen A. Leahy. Stephen A. Leahy's here.
Fun.
Yeah, talk about fun.
It's a Leahy Saturday here.
Steve and I drive down together. And
you know, he had a hard time today without you.
I know he did. And
he had to do it by himself. He couldn't find a parking spot.
I was going to say it was one of the most enjoyable drives down.
For you.
For me, which is having Steve
on
the show.
He did not like it.
That hurts, though, David, because I really missed it. That's our time together.
Well, if I cared about your feelings, that would be something that would impact my life, but I don't, so it doesn't. So I'm like driving down. I'm like, Leahy's going to be on. This is great. He's going to be on with John Hanson afterwards, you know, big shot. He's going to be on. So he's Mr. Radio.
He is.
And he's like, I'm driving. I'm going to be on with John Hanson. I'm going to need my car. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm
my
like,
this car is that I can't.
I'm following David's footsteps wherever he went. I'm going there too.
I don't have to stop. Have his dirty hat on my chair. Hear all of his all of his stories. Forget. So welcome to the show. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 with new exciting music. I don't know what's coming up next. I can't wait. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you for the next 3 hours with any real estate challenge you have, whether it's credit, buying a home, selling a home, mortgage, legal, IRS tax challenges. Why do we have an IRS tax man on? I ask that question every single week because a lot of our listeners are business owners. And what you do with the IRS could impact your home and could impact your business. So that's what we're doing.
And everybody has to file taxes.
He just jumps right in. I mean, it's like there's
you
no.
You don't have to.
Should I raise my hand?
You don't really have to do anything.
Well, you're right about that, Joe.
On today's show, Stephen A. Leahy. Here we go, Steve. This is how it works. What are you going to be talking about today, Steve?
Well, we're going to play it by ear today. I gave you a list. I know.
I got it right here.
What's on the list? I don't know.
A lot of taxes. Structure.
A couple things.
No, you're going to talk about structure.
Business structures. We were talking about that before the show. It's very important.
Tax day is cometh. It's coming
tax
around the
cometh.
Corner.
That's correct. April 18th. So we could talk about why it's April 18th, but people aren't that.
Do you file a lot of extensions?
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because a lot of my clients are, here's what you should know if you're filing an extension. You have to pay on time.
I did that 1 year.
Remember that, Dave?
I filed an extension, and I forgot to send in the check with the extension, and I got a letter from the IRS thanking me for the extension without the check and added a couple extra bucks on top of that.
That was funny.
As a little reminder to myself never to do that again. So, my CPA told me send in a check, and I forgot
that didn't read that part.
I didn't. Selective amnesia. I'm like, all right, what are? He's like, did you mail it? I'm like, yeah, I mailed it. He's like, did you send the check? I'm like, what check? I'm like, so
send the check.
It is what it is. I never have made that same mistake again.
Well, and then you pay a failure to pay penalty.
Yes,
and it's based on how much you owe.
Yes.
So with David, that's probably a good penny.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Steve. Keep rubbing it in.
And then
he keeps going.
Any month, then you pay per month. Or any part of that month.
Right.
So even if you paid the next day,
we understand the consequences.
Right. And so does my checkbook.
I don't know if all listeners do, so that's I'm explaining it to them.
Steve will be diving deeper with that nearly 1.5 million taxpayers did not file tax returns in 2018 that are due a refund. We're going to go over that. But if our listeners want to reach out to you, Stephen A. Leahy, how do they reach out to you?
You can go to wgntaxman.com or call me at 312-664- 6649.
Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restorations. I said renovations last time. Made a mistake, and I got one of those squeeze ball baseballs that you guys have that's in front of you because you sponsor the White Sox. Candace threw a couple at my head, and she's like, it's restoration, not renovation. So how's the transition going for you guys?
Everything is going great. Good morning, Chicago, and good morning, Blue Sky Nation. So I was here in December because December 6th, 2021, JC Restoration was acquired and merged with Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. Now I'm here strategically on April 2nd because we have been going through our transition on orientation, and our go-live date is here. Our logos are changing, and we are Blue Sky now. So I want Chicago to know who we are. Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, BLUSKY.
One word.
Blue Sky.
And you're going to be talking about what?
We're going to be talking about what the service we provide. We are a national restoration and renovation firm. We fix broken buildings. If your building or home suffers a traumatic event, like a storm-related event, a fire, water damage, anything, if you have a damaged property, call us. We are here. We are huge. We can help. We are designed to service our Chicago customers all around the clock. We are always available. We're always open, and we can always help. In addition to Chicago, we have a national footprint. We operate at all times in 40 states. So we are growing. We have 41 offices in 18 states, but at any given time, we are operating restoration throughout 40 states of the continental U.S.
How do our listeners reach out?
I would like to direct you to our socials and our website, www.goblusky.com, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
All right. And MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
How are you doing good?
Yeah, there was a lovely young lady downstairs that had a pass with two cups of coffee, and as we walk in every single day, mm-hmm. you know, whenever we see some, we don't know if she's coming up to GN. So Joe and I were predominantly me. I'm like, "Hi, are you going to WGN?" And she's like, you know, gives us this look, right? You know, that look of disgust, like, why are you talking to me?
And then a smirky.
No. And then she had an accent. So I'm like, all right, maybe she didn't understand, right? Right? It was a foreign accent of some sort. So I said, WGN, 18th floor, are you going to WGN? And she goes, ugh, no.
Why would I go with you?
What? No.
I would never go with you.
It's been a long time since my dating years that I got that look and that reaction. So that's good.
Even a dating.
Hey, how you doing? You want to go out? Ugh, no.
Not with you.
Not with you. So Joe and I walked to the elevator, let the doors close, and cracked up. We're like, welcome to the show. It's
good. So Dave, if anybody wants to send a picture of a bathroom, a kitchen, any kind of question with that, or you're outside.
Yes.
All right. Today's a good day to do it.
MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
All guys in here, no girls.
Oh, great. Here. Right.
There you go.
What? Ray Kaplan was scheduled to be on. What's that got to do with sending a picture? You know I'm going to get text and messages.
I know, but she's more interesting. So now people maybe have more time to send a picture.
Okay. Ray Kaplan was scheduled to be on. She came down with a minor illness. She will not be on today, so we apologize. If you're listening, you could turn it off now if you're waiting.
Yeah, if you're waiting for Ray, it's not
she's not going to be here. 312.
You can send a picture, though.
Send a picture, and we'll get it to Ray. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. And before we go to break, we now have an unofficially official pharmacist, pharmacy, Dundee Pharmacy. I go in there. And I've got Kiki and Candy, and I go in there. That's our local drugstore. And the pharmacist came around, and he goes, I listen to you every morning. I go, great. I'm like, we found the guy that listens. So I thanked him, and it was awesome. So we have an official pharmacy now, Joe, if you ever need any type of drugs
medication,
or if you want to refill your any type.
I get mine in Mexico.
I know. But if that source runs out and the blue pills, we got a guy.
Hardly the case.
We've got, no pun intended. 312-981-7200. This is home. Steve will draw you a picture.
Steve, I don't want to see
that. Steve's like, what are you talking about?
312. Come on, just draw it.
We'll draw you a picture
of
the blue pill. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
The tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You don't get that
it's a fact.
You don't get that type of hard-hitting advice.
You don't need an opinion if you have a tape measure.
I'll bet you a lot of our listeners don't know that this is the highest rated show on WGN radio. Were you aware of that? The highest rated show on WGN radio.
I need a tape
Saturdays.
Measure.
Between 10 and 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Oh, between
10 and 1 o'clock.
For sure, for sure. Right.
John Williams is like spilled coffee all over himself. What the hell is he talking about? 312-981-7200.
Like John Williams doesn't have anything better to do than listen to you.
He really doesn't. 312, he tells me all the time. He listens all the time. He's like, I have nothing better to do. That's why I listen. I'm like, you should read a book. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. First caller on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line is heavy breather. Carrie, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, David?
I know who you are. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, you just said you're great. Okay. So why do I keep asking the question? How can we help you? You're out in Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? We moved to Colorado, and we need to paint the exterior of our house. And what kind of questions do we ask painters when we're interviewing them?
Joe?
Because there's so many, you know.
What type of product do you have on the outside of your house? Is it wood? Is it cedar? Is it brick?
It's wood and brick.
Okay.
And with the trimming and everything like that.
Joe, wood, brick, and trimming.
So, Carrie, are you getting referrals? How do you find the people?
Well, actually, they had a home show in Colorado last week or the week before, and we went there and we talked to a bunch of people that do painting, and they came. A couple of have come out already and given us estimates. One estimate we got was 7,000, one was 5,000, and one was 4,000.
I think first you build the credit or find out about the company itself, company and how they service their customers. Whether you do it through reviews or ask them for customers in the area.
I'll tell you what, in terms of, finding a painter out of state, that's got to be tough, but online reviews is good. I'll tell you what type of paint to use. We could hook you up with J.C. Licht, Tony, and he could tell you
the best paint.
Yeah, to recommend what best product that they should use out there.
The product and the preparation. How you prepare is very, very important.
Okay, how to prepare. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not you, how the painter prepares your house.
Yeah, but you have to prepare a little bit.
Well, she's a big preparer. I mean, she'd be doing deep knee bends and deep D bends.
No, you don't have to do that.
Can't even talk.
But I think the preparation, but the credibility of the company, how they stand behind it, because if there is a problem, that they take care of it.
Hey.
Okay. One off.
I'd like to jump in real quick. I'm Corey with Blue Sky. Hey, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors is headquartered out of Denver, Colorado. They've got a massive footprint.
Blue.
Yeah, Blue Sky.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to be able to offer single trade painting, but reach out to them. And if anything else, we can give you a good qualified local referral. Okay, I'll give the number. It's 800-266.
Okay.
Yeah, 800-566-5677. Okay. Call that number. Blue Sky will talk with you, and they will help you out.
Carrie, where do you live in Colorado?
Well, we live in Thornton, which is just outside of Denver.
Beautiful.
Joe wants to.
My son lives in Denver. I knew you were going to say something funny, but my son lives in Denver. Maybe he knows a painter. I can't.
Yeah. Do you talk to your son?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, he's listening right now. He just texted me a picture of my grandson.
Okay, good. Well, there you go.
That's great. Miss Chicago. We miss you guys. But we love it out here. It's gorgeous.
What's there not to love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
so
and we miss
visit us.
Yep. We miss you. Send my best to your beautiful daughter. Is she still out there?
Yes. Actually, I just talked to her. Today's her birthday. Actually.
Oh well, wish her a happy birthday.
I will. I'll tell you said that. And actually, she, her and her husband are on their way up to El Dorado to go snowboarding.
Nice.
For her birthday.
Well, thanks for listening.
The kids at home.
And you're listening on the app?
I'm here for... You're quite welcome. You guys take care. And next time we're in Chicago, hopefully we'll run into you, okay?
Well, yeah. Let me know, and we'll get some connect, and we'll connect when you get back home.
That's great. Thanks a lot for the tips, and talk to you later.
Take care, Carrie. 312-981-7200. She was our appraiser. I'll tell you what. Pick Carrie up. Please call Carrie back and ask her what Mr. Floor Cleaning product she'd like. She used to be the owner of the appraisal company that we used when I was at previous mortgage companies. Penny and Glen Ellen, you've got a question for Joe about small appliances before we hit the break. So fire away, Penny.
Hi. I have a 100-year-old Victorian home, and there's been two additions put on. So it's a little, you know, quirky in the back of the house. The kitchen's the smallest room, and as where it should be the biggest room. And I'm just trying to figure out, for layout reasons, I actually happen to be a realtor, so I know a little bit to be dangerous, but I'm so stumped at the layout. What's really important for resale down the road? Are islands? Is it, you know, do we have to have pantries? Do we, what are you finding? What do I, and I don't want to put in a $60,000-$75,000 kitchen because I'm not going to be there forever.
Penny, tell you what, we got to hit a break because we're literally at 10:30.
Penny, David always interrupts me.
No, that's called a tease. It's called a tease. So, Penny, hang tight. We're going to come back with your answer. Then Stephen A. Leahy's going to be up. Then we're going to throw it to Corey. So, hang on 1 second. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Thank you to all of our listeners texting in all of your questions and all of your pictures. We're going to take a quick break here, come back with the answer to Penny's question about redoing her small kitchen after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Unfortunately, Joe, the lady who called in with the small kitchen...
Small kitchen.
She was hanging on up until about 45 seconds ago, then she disappeared. So do you want to recap before we throw it over to Stephen A. Lee?
One of my questions, usually I would refer, if you're looking for value added in your house, the best person to give it to you is the realtor, a local realtor from that area that knows what a comparable kitchen looks like, right?
And I thought she said that she was a realtor, didn't she?
She was.
Okay.
And she knew what she was talking about. If you're saying how small can I make an island, I can help you there. We do some islands that are actually on wheels where you can move them around.
Sure.
Right? So we do have capabilities to design for small spaces. I really don't know why she would ask me. She probably knows better than me.
Okay. Well, phone number.
What's good for her on resale?
Well, I understand, but I don't know if she hung up and we can't go.
I think it's two different things. Either you're going to fix it up for resale or you're going to fix it up for your enjoyment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right? Typically, or you're going to fix it up to flip it. Right? I mean,
that's resale.
An existing owner.
Go ahead, Dave. I know you're trying to start conversation, but it's really not working out for you.
But
what I'm saying,
an existing owner that's thinking of reselling it, or a flipper that comes in and just has got a complete gut rehab and just wants to do the cheapest thing they can, or the market allows the highest level on the most.
Oh my God! You're just trying to make
way.
It sound complicated. It's like either you're fixing it up to sell it.
Okay, here I'm gonna defer.
Or you're fixing it up to enjoy it.
Okay, you're 100% right. What
that was going to be my answer?
Flippers.
You're 100% correct.
Flippers actually sell it, Dave.
Well, here every time Stephen Leahy would answer, it depends.
It depends.
That's always the answer.
If you want more information about redoing your kitchen
or flipping,
megapros.com.
I'm moving on. Stephen A. Leahy.
It depends.
I didn't ask you what you were wearing. 312-981-7200. But thanks for sharing. Tax day has cometh nearly 1.5 million. That was a good one. If I do go back and analyze that, I like that joke. 1.5 million taxpayers did not file income tax in 2018 and are due a refund. How do you know that?
Well, that's the IRS came out with those statistics. So I'm on their mail list. So
I'm sure you are.
They send me stuff all the time. But this is a fact that happens all the time, and that people think that they they have an account with the IRS, and they just will save up their years of refunds, and then they'll do. They think they can do 5 years and get all the money back. It doesn't work that way.
How long can they?
3 years. So okay. That's why the 2018 is important, because that was 3 years ago in 2019 that the tax return was due, and you can, as long as you do your tax return within 3 years of the date that it was due, then you'll get the refund. But if you don't, then you don't get the refund.
Got a question for you. How many number of tax people file taxes? It says 1.5 didn't file in 18. What is a typical number, Mr. IRS?
Well, you're throwing that at me.
I know.
I don't. I'd have to look at the stats.
You know what the answer is?
I do not.
A lot.
It depends.
It depends. Depends on the year.
That's really not depends, because there is one thing about the IRS is they have statistics about everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they break everything down, and that's one thing. That's how they know who to audit, right? Because they know your industry, and they know what kind of expenses to expect in that industry,
and what kind of profit,
mm-hmm. you should have. And when you vary from that, that's the people that they target for audits.
So if you have double the expenses and one half of the revenue and income report,
you're a target.
You got the red flags up and the bells and whistles are going up.
Yeah. So that's, again, they have statistics on everything.
You know? Okay. So we're sitting here. What was it? Third or fourth? I don't even know. Second. It's April 2nd. Okay. We've got 13 days before the 15th. It's now the 18th, you said,
yes.
Right? So we have 16 days. This is the mad. Why the 18th? Is it 15th on a weekend or something?
No, 15th is Friday. It's Friday the 15th.
And what happens that Friday?
But on the 16th is Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C. And Emancipation Day, if it falls on the weekend, it's celebrated on the nearest weekday, so that would be celebrated on Friday, April 15th, and so that pushes it to April 18th, because IRS is closed on April 15th.
Can I get re-emancipated?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But anyway, that's what I don't know why that stuff interests me, but it does. But why?
Glad it interests you, because everybody else.
Can I tell you this? In Maine, in Massachusetts.
That's what's funny about him. He thinks everybody is as interested in what he's saying as he is.
Now I'm going to get more interested.
No, hold on. He's sitting around the dining room table. Hey, Teresa. His wife's name is Teresa. You won't believe this. Look how and she's like,
look how interesting
now,
I am.
I have two sons.
And they're like,
no, they're in law school, so they're interested.
Oh, no, they're not interested in what you're saying.
Now, let me tell you this. In Maine and Massachusetts, it's Patriots Day on April 18th.
Wow.
So they get till April 19th. So if you were in Maine, then you get till April 19th.
Where do we live?
Oh, Jesus.
Joe, where do you live? You live in Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's Maine? And
WGN is all east. Over the country, okay?
Where's Maine and Massachusetts?
East.
Okay.
Way east. As far east as you can go.
You're going to have a geography course here for Stephen A. Lee. Yeah, you know, in Nova Scotia.
So
the Emancipation Day,
they
Joe,
don't have the IRS in Nova
is May 1st, but they've got their own Emancipation Day,
so,
Joe.
So, Steve, how does this affect our listeners?
What day you have to file your tax return, and then what day? When do you
do we have to file it here in Illinois on the 15th? Is that correct?
April 18th.
It's due. 18th.
Yes,
because of that emancipation.
That's why it's important.
I don't feel emancipated.
So on the 18th, it's got to be it's due, and there are they taking? It's got to be electronically filed now, right? Or can people still mail it in?
You can still mail it in, but if you mail it in, you're not going to get you're not going to get a refund. It's going to take forever. Like they're still doing 2020.
If you mail it in, I'm going to audit you.
They're still doing 2020 tax returns that were mailed in, so they haven't even finished
it's
those
ridiculous.
Yet.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But here, one more thing. If you ask for an extension in 2018, and a lot of people do that, and they just don't file even though they ask for an extension, then you have until October 15th of this year to get your
refund.
Okay,
stop
right
there.
So you extend 18?
Yeah, 6 months.
If you extended 18, when you asked when in 19, if you extended and asked for an extension.
No, I mean, I can't extend 18 this year.
No.
too late. You got to do it before.
So if you, explain what an extension is real quick for our listeners that have no idea what you're talking about.
It's automatic if you ask for it. So if you ask, right, your tax return is due on April 18th, as we just mentioned.
Even W-2 employees can ask for an extension?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But if I have a refund, I don't really need an extension, right? Because
there's
not a penalty if I don't file it on time.
Here's my comment to that. If you have a refund, smack yourself in the head because you're giving the government a tax-free loan. And I don't understand that completely. Well, you know, I got $5,000-$7,000 coming back in April. I'm going to pay my credit cards down. I've been carrying credit card debt for the past 12 months.
But it becomes a habit. It becomes
it's
like
a bad
budget.
Habit.
Well, let me tell you this.
Could be, but
there's $1.5 billion that have not been for these people who have not filed their refund. There's $1.5 billion out there for them to collect. And the IRS would just, you know, bank it after the deadline. They'd just bank it.
Can we talk about that a little deeper in the show, you know, since Ray's not here and we have a little more time to space things out? But the tax refund, the amount of money, there's got to be a statistic on that, what gets sent back, okay, if you could look that up, you know, what gets refunded to the American public, you know, on an annualized basis. Mm-hmm. It's got to be in the trillions, I would have, or hundreds of billions.
I think they're already at... They've just reported. I'll look it up during the...
Yeah, if you don't mind.
They just reported that, the IRS, because they're trying to tell people, look, we're still giving refunds away, because even though we're behind, we haven't done 2020, right. We're still processing 2021 returns, and we're still refunding their money. So they say if you do it electronically, and you make sure that you include your banking information on your tax return,
so they get ACH.
Should be 21 days that you should get a refund.
From when?
From the when they get it, from the electronic. Because remember, with all that, nobody sees it. It's all done automatically.
I hope that's true.
It is true.
Okay.
That's what they tell me.
That's what they tell you. 312-981.
But what's your point? Just to say how dumb it is?
No, I'm not saying it's dumb. I'm just saying that it's financially irresponsible.
But Dave, so you were never in that situation where that was a good thing?
No, it was always a good thing for that I get $500 more a month in my check that
you
I can pay.
You're a smart young man.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
312-981-7200. I would rather get, instead of waiting for a 6G check in April, I'd rather get $500 a month so I don't go into debt.
No, I used to wait for that check.
I know. That's what I'd like to talk about with Stephen A. Lee, amongst other things.
But I wanted it.
Maybe we should talk about how that goatee's out of style, and maybe needs a new facial hair pattern.
Teresa likes it.
No, look at
she really doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
Look at Corey. I'd go full face.
I'm gonna do the what's the guys down in
we don't want to
know.
We don't know.
What?
Who? What? Now he's going.
Near.
Oh, what? Yeah. The bird call guys.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. ZZ Top. 312-981-7200. We're going to hit a break here. We don't know what's going on. Corey, hang tight. We're going to talk about restoration
and your beard
and how much Steve's wife loves it. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about Joanna, longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, called you guys, and you overcame her challenge. Next time I see Teresa, she's going to turn and walk away. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Home Sweet Home Chicago, WGN AM 720. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Some person invited me, David, if you don't ride a motorcycle, you can ride on the back of mine.
I got to work on the fist tapping thing.
No, you got to work on the bike riding thing.
Now, that's not a pickup line.
That's nice.
I don't know what it is.
Sounds like a country song.
Sounds like the beginning of a very, very disastrous country song.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Joanna, Corey, longtime listener of the show. We have a lot of those, Joe.
Long-time listener?
A lot of those. You're
3 years total.
Jeremy.
We've only been here 3 years.
Yeah, but I've been on the air for like 20. You've only been part of this greatness for about 6. But Jeremy went into somebody's...
Seven. Right.
Thank you. Jeremy went into somebody's home. You want to share that story real quick before we throw it to Corey? One of your...
He broke in?
No. Okay. After the break. For the love of God.
What is this
story? Get him
story?
The Adderall. 312-981-7200.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll explain during the break, and then after...
We should produce this show.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Rehearse it.
No, we shouldn't. Can't get any worse than this. Joanna, she was encouraging cold, warm, cold through the seasons and gave you guys a call because she had some challenges that came up with the weather coming in her home. which isn't really that good of a situation for a home. Joe could explain more, but it starts bringing in mold and other stuff. And how are you, bad things, and how are you able to help Joanna, listener out in the burbs?
Yeah, you bet. So a lot of people don't know this about Chicago, because we know about named storms and hurricanes and fires, but the properties here in our Chicago area, boy, they take a beating from all the weather we've got, especially the cold and to the hot and then back to the cold, and then it's going to be spring, but just kidding, it's fall spring and now we're into second winter. So out in the field, we've been seeing all kinds of things related to these transitions. Ice damming. I never knew what an ice dam was until I moved to Chicago. An ice dam is...
Damn.
An ice... Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what the fish said when he ran into a wall.
Yeah, Joe and Steve will be at Zany's in Schaumburg. Two drink minimum. Tonight about 11:30 when everybody's asleep. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sure it'll be a sellout event.
Oh, yeah.
Without question.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So we're...
Three tickets.
Hey. Go. Ice dams. If you don't know about them and you live up north like we do, you need to know about them. Ice dam is a weather phenomenon that happens to your roof. We get this snowpack on our roofs. Our houses are warmed. The attics are slightly warmer than the exterior. And we get a freeze-thaw effect. So layer of snow on the roof that is snow on top, but it's thawing because of the heat of the home below. And then at night, it's freezing again. And we go thaw, freeze, thaw, freeze. And that begins to get the ice to cut into the flashing, to cut into the roof membranes on commercial roofs, and to start leaking in. Sometimes, not a big deal. Simple patch repair to the roof, maybe very little water inside. But I want to give you guys an example of an ice dam that has to do with weather transitioning that I was just at yesterday. So the snow is mostly gone in Chicago, and we just went through our big melt, little snow last week. And I was at a job just yesterday. This is a bakery, okay? So they're dealing with food. The business is wonderful. It's a very clean kitchen and a great office. It's got a double barrel roof, so two half barrel roofs with a valley in the middle, right down the center of their building. And the snowpack from over this winter, it ate away at the roofing system, and it's leaking like you wouldn't believe. And I mean all over. I said sometimes ice dams are small, minor event. Sometimes they are catastrophic. And with this being a bakery, and I've got to come in and work throughout the center of their building, mm-hmm. Right now we're coming up with a plan. Okay, how are we going to do this? It's the customer's primary focus is they do not want to be shut down. So we've got ways to make that happen. And I was just reviewing this with them yesterday, and we're getting ready to launch this project. We've got techniques of working around food and working in hospitals. We know how to build airtight containments. We seal off all vents. We run negative air machines. We run HEPA air filtration. And we're able to open up a wall that may or may not have mold in it. We're going to discover that as we go. I kind of assume because it's been wet for some time and there's some staining. But we're able to fully seal off this area, contain it, open these walls, clean the impacted area without affecting the rest of the business. And that kind of correlates to weather events in Chicago. Other things are frozen pipes. You know, oh man, we've had so many this year. We get so cold in Chicago, and our properties just sometimes can't sustain that cold, and pipes may be running through an exterior line or maybe that the house, anytime there's a fire, we need to winterize it so we can avoid pipe breaks. But there's just a plethora of things that can damage properties. It's amazing. And any property that sustains any form of damage, you need to know who to call. And that's Blue Sky. Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, we are here. We're always open. We are massive in Chicago. We can take more on, and we support our Chicago community like you wouldn't believe. We're always here. We're always available. And now we are nationwide. Blue Sky has been nationwide, and the Chicago footprint here has now expanded from coast to coast.
Phone number, we have to hit a break. Then we'll come back with more Stephen A. Leahy family challenges after the break, and more Blue Sky restoration. And also, Joe, we're going to talk about... What are you laughing? It's a great question. Why our listeners need to take a look at doing, getting you on the schedule now if they want to get
me?
Company on the schedule in order to get their projects done, if they want their projects done this year. Because you guys are how far out? How many months out?
We are so far out.
That's Corey, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach out to you?
Go bluesky.com, 800-266-5677.
Corey, I think it's important that you talk about, you're the first call that you should make.
Yeah.
That's what I tell our customers. We refer you for everything. And I say dial your number before your insurance number.
And we could talk more about that after the break, like I mentioned about 30 seconds ago, because Schwani's like, shut up and give me the news already.
Well, you weren't letting me talk. And then it's like,
I got the ball ready to go. He's ready to go through the line.
How far out are you?
I'm about 40 seconds over. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. We're going to throw it over to Schwani and Andy in the newsroom. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. 30-year fixed mortgage rate surged to highest level since 2018, according to Fox Business. Thanks, Fox Business, for writing something that I've been talking about for the past 7-8 weeks. It's nice that people, when they when our listeners...
What is it now?
See it. Well, here, you know, this is wrong, too. The 30-year fixed rate surged to 4.67. According to this article, from Fox Business, for the week ending March 31st, according to Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey, this is up from 4.42 last week and from 3.18 for last year. Hello.
Okay. Yes. What is it now?
It's in the high fours, low fives.
Okay.
The Freddie Mac fixed rate 30-year fixed loan increased again this week, their highest level since December of 2018. According to Realtor.com chief economist Danielle Hale. So,
in your view, yes, it's still the best time if you need to do something.
If you want to buy a home and you don't have $200,000 or $300,000, you're going to have to finance it. I mean, what are you going to push against a pull door?
But even if you were going to refinance, it could be.
If you're in the sixes and sevens, right, and you got a ton of debt, yeah, still cheap money. You spread it out over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're still getting 16 to 20 calls a day. You know, a lot of our listeners, we're going to talk about a HELOC. A longtime listener sent me a text, but Steve's got some.
Push through a pull. What was
push
that?
On a pull door.
Okay, got
you
that.
Like that? You want me to write that down so you could steal it for John Hanson's show later?
Yes.
Legal. What's it called? Legal Matters?
Let's get legal.
He's got Money Matters.
He's got so many that he
does the Blackhawks thing.
It just matters.
He's got blockchain. Oh,
I don't want to drop any names, but I was on his show on Thursday night, the Money Matters show.
Oh, my God.
It's like Janelle Leachino over here.
You're so insecure.
Remember when
she called us insecure?
And she was right. Steve's getting more airtime than you and I.
We're insecure.
Breaking news. 312-981-7200. How many Americans file taxes with the IRS every year, according to the IRS? Stephen A. Leahy, go.
Last year, 115,861,000
tax
return. 115 million.
115.8 million Americans filed tax returns last year. How many filed?
330 million in the United States, right?
So you got kids. Yeah, you got kids.
You got two joint taxes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there were 115.8 million tax returns filed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
And 114 million were electronic.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Which is great.
Yeah, it is.
Because it speeds up the process.
But it's easier for you too, right? Like it's easier for everyone.
It is easier for everyone, and that's why I say if you file electronically and you include your banking information and it's accurate, you should get a refund within 21 days.
I will tell you
nobody
fact.
Touches it.
I'll tell you another fact: if you're filing for a mortgage and you're self-employed and you file it electronically and you push through your CPA, you push the button, said click, and you get a confirmation from the IRS saying that we received your information and you owe $1,234 for federal tax, pick a number, and you wrote the check to the IRS or sent it electronically, paid them the $1,234, you proof of payment,
nice.
Then we typically have to order a 4506T, which is a form that the IRS sends us your income information to verify what you're giving the loan originator is actually what you supplied to the tax preparer. That's a double check that we learned from 07-08 collapse. So every file has to have a 4506T, for all intents and purposes, especially if you're self-employed, not if you're a W-2 employee. But it helps if you owe your taxes and you haven't filed, and we can't get the 4506 back. If you show receipt the IRS received it, and you paid the amount and you show it came out, we could use the taxes that you provided without having to wait for the 4506 to come back for the IRS to get caught up.
Okay, so with COVID, right, the IRS kind of took a hiatus, right? They closed down. And so when I started sending in we have a power of attorney that I have to send to the IRS in order to get to represent somebody in front of the IRS. It was taking 8 months or longer for them to process that return. Now, in the last 3 weeks, this is unbelievable, I put a power of attorney in on Monday. Tuesday morning, I got That's all great. My transcripts and everything.
Oh, good.
The next day, that never happened.
Well, good.
So, but it's all electronic now. This whole problem that the IRS is having, it's forcing them to go electronic, which is what they should have done anyway.
Modern technology.
But they didn't do it.
What this COVID has taught us as a country, we have changed the way that we do business. Okay,
absolutely.
from medical, seeing doctors online, which was there before, but now it's probably prevalent. You're not traveling as much, business, meetings and all of that stuff. We've adapted like Americans, like we do everything, and whatever obstacle is faced is thrown in our way. The American economy figures out a way, and the American consumer figures out a way to adjust and move forward.
That's how you get better.
And it is better. A lot of this stuff is better, and we were moving that way anyway. But they forced you to do it. And again, the next day, that was unheard of.
That's good.
Yeah,
you sure it's not because they hired you?
Could be.
Do they have their eye on you, the IRS?
I hope not. I'm squeaky clean because I know they're going to target me one day.
Put your hand on your heart.
I don't have a heart. I'm an attorney.
There you go. 312-9. Wow. That's good. Benny's going to clip that and use that later.
He knows it.
All right, we got to hit a break. Wait, for our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Go to WGNTaxman.com. WGNTaxman.com.
All right, special thanks. Before we hit the break, we got Jackie, who's calling in about a HELOC question. Then we're going to get back over to Corey. Bonnie Pogby, Tim Hughes, Joan Ravajuris, Patricia Kraus, Rebecca Heredia, Lawrence Groak, Kathleen Jones, and Doug Wilson. Thank you for donating to the Behind the Vest, our Vestathon that we did. I want to get back to thanking. We've got about another 450 people to thank. We're going to do it in little pieces here. Jackie with a HELOC question. As she's driving back to Colorado, is coming up after the break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Phone, text, and photo line are still open. 312-981-7200. That is brought to you by the fine people at MegaPros. Ready, Benny? Get us out of here, buddy.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're huge in Colorado today, Corey. I'm going to bring it to you right after this call, but this might have to go after the next break because this lady likes to talk. God, I'm just prepping all of
this
our listeners.
The same lady?
This is Jackie. You know Jackie. Used to work here. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. She's married to Shanae.
Got it.
Okay.
For sure.
They're driving back to Colorado, listening to the show. I love Jackie. I love Lachey. I love Shanae Moore. Mm-hmm. We call her Lachey. That's her nickname, Joe.
Why do you call her that?
Just because I couldn't get it out and just wanted to go with it because I stumbled over her name.
Hey, Jackie.
Jackie, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
We're doing great. You guys are looking. Great question. Jackie texted me a question about a HELOC because they want to do some home improvements, her and Shanae. And I'm like, why
don't
you?
In Colorado?
Yeah, because they moved to Colorado.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a couple, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. How long did you ladies move to Colorado?
No, it was November of 2020.
Okay, so
pandemic got us.
Almost 2 years ago.
Jackie, I'm finally going to have that TV commercial that you did for me on TV.
I love it.
5 years ago.
A long time ago.
2015. So what are you ladies looking to do? You bought a home, a beautiful home in Colorado, overlooking the hills. It's gorgeous, nicely done. We got you a mortgage. You have a 30-year fixed loan. What rate do you have?
I believe it's 3.8.
3.875. Okay. And how much are you guys looking to put on, add to your house? I mean, how much are you looking?
Well, we actually don't know that. So our house is 2,300 square feet. It's a ranch style house. We're looking at potentially either building up or building out. But after calling into Lou's show today, he said building up is a better option for us. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing it's going to be 200,000 plus.
Got it. And Joe,
How big
you're
going
addition?
Straight up the whole house, 2,300?
Sorry, what'd you say?
How many square feet are you adding up?
We have an architect coming on Friday.
Okay.
To show us more options. But before we even get there, my question was about the differences, the pros cons between HELOC and other loan types.
Sure.
To finance renovations, and then as it refers to the contractors, like when do they start taking payments and how does that work?
Joe, take the payment aspect. She's doing a major job, and knowing Jackie,
so take the payment. You're still you're probably gonna have to pay your architect.
Sure.
Right. And then you're
actually he's a family member, so that's a good thing.
Well, that's what I don't do that with my family.
But
generally, it's going to be 10%, 5 to 10% that for startup permits, that kind of thing.
And knowing Jackie's not only going to go up, she will go back because it is a lot more difficult. And Jackie doesn't do anything simple.
So
she's, and I say that out of respect to Jackie because she is a hard-working gal, and she likes extremely creative. So how much do you owe on your first loan, Jack? Where are we at?
900.
Okay. And what's the place worth today? What's the place worth today? You bought it 2 years ago. Colorado's been on fire.
Right. How much is it going to be worth?
1.2.
Okay. So there's your biggest challenge, right? You know, because you have $300,000 worth of equity. You need $200,000 worth of equity. There's two ways to do it, right? If you called in and said, "Hey, David, I owe $300,000 on my home. It's worth 1.2. I want to add $200,000." It's a different conversation, completely different conversation. Okay, because then you compare and contrast home equity line of credits as opposed to doing a cash out refinance. It's opposing to put a construction loan on there. I would talk you out of the construction loan and go with the line of credit if you had that much equity, because you could finance your own construction with a HELOC. Okay, and then I would tell you to come back if you had a lot of equity in your home, which you don't. As much equity, you do have a lot of equity. $300,000 is a lot of money, but what I would say is that. With the amount you want to pull out, you're probably looking at a home equity line of credit or a construction loan to do what you want to do. Okay? And then after it's done, because you basically have doubled, if not double, tripled the space, because she's going to bounce out. Now, she's not just going to go up. We both know
but
Jackie.
But here, are you saying, but Jackie can get 200 on her?
Yeah, she could go up to 90% of the value of her home. Okay,
on her home equity.
On the home equity at 1.2. Cool. Okay, so she could do 90% of 1.2, self finance a couple of hundred grand, or we could do a construction loan. The challenge with the construction loan is you have costs associated with the construction loan, Joe, as you know, and then you've got limitations on what you could do with the construction loan, and you have to get draws and everything on the HELOC, home equity line of credit. You're basically your own bank, and you can write checks as you go. So those are the two ways that you could look at doing it. With your situation, Jack, I'd connect you with our team at BMO Harris, pop out a HELOC up to 90% of the value of your home, and then self-finance. I'd get that in place now before property values start sliding, because I think property values will start sliding as the rates continue to go up. So let's get that HELOC on there while you have the highest value possible to qualify for the most, so you and Shanae could put whatever you want into the house that you could borrow against a HELOC. And then when the property's done, then we take a look at either keeping the HELOC out there and you just pay interest on the money or chunk it down, which I know you ladies are good at doing, or we combine it into a new loan to take the risk out of increasing interest rates on the $200,000 to $300,000, whatever you qualify for, on the HELOC. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
It does. Thank you.
That's what I would do.
Awesome.
Jackie's a huge fan. Jackie's been a big fan when we were on the other station. And she was a big catalyst to try to get us over here.
I know.
And nobody listened to her, or else we would have been here sooner. But that's why we love Jackie. And
Jackie, where are you in Colorado?
Yeah, where are you at?
We're in Golden.
Oh, Golden.
Love
it. Beautiful. All right, well, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Jackie and Shanae, and drive safely. Where are you at now? Are you driving through Iowa? Or are you past Iowa yet?
No, we're like 100 miles west of Lincoln, Nebraska. So I'm looking at a lot of dry farmland.
All right, a lot of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're on till 1.
Good,
so lucky.
Good radio time.
And I'll tell you what, lucky you. You get double Stephen A. Leahy today.
Double Stephen A. Leahy.
You get your double dip, but you get two scoops of Stephen A. Leahy because he's on with John Hanson, in case you didn't hear about that earlier.
Stephen Leahy plus Nebraska.
Stephen Leahy. You can listen to him and fall asleep while hopefully you got an electric car because John Hanson will keep you awake. Stephen Leahy, but it's a whole other story. All right, send my best to Shanae. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. As you know, in radio, we got to hit a break. Corey, we're coming back to you. We've got some questions about making sick homes healthy, not only residential homes, but businesses as well, because there are a lot of sick business buildings out there that I want to talk to you about that the business owners don't know are sick. And I want you to point out telltale signs that a business owner should be looking for to make sure that they have a healthy building so their employees that come every day to work there are working in a safe and healthy environment. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know about you, but I'm digging this new music, Joe. It just gets me in the mood.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah. Steve should have said, in the mood for what? And I'd be like, giving good radio. But he's asleep over there.
Giving
like,
good radio. Yeah. I've never heard it put that way.
Steve's like, yeah, that was pretty funny.
You've been giving good radio.
312. Come on, Steve, wake up. We got another hour.
Here,
and
Dave, my son in Denver, Colorado.
Is listening.
Is listening.
Okay.
And he's like, well, how come you didn't give me a plug? But all right, he didn't send me the name of his restaurant.
Okay, so where are we going with this?
I'll update you. It was a tease. It was a tease.
Good tease, Joe.
Right. I just want to let you, I still have
he's a radio professional.
I just want to let
I
you know.
I told you we should rehearse this.
I just want to let you know I still have a son in Golden, Colorado. That's good. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Sick buildings, residential, commercial. What are the telltale signs? Is it a smell? Is it a dryness in the air? Is it that you're constantly getting sick? Is it that employees are not showing up at work? What are the telltale signs for homeowners and listeners at rent? Because they could also have mold and home challenges, right? I mean, their apartment could be sick, if you will. And on the commercial side, what are telltale signs for business owners that own buildings, maybe that they work out of or own and rent out, that their building needs a little treatment?
Yeah, good question. So, and I've made this analogy many times throughout my career. You know, you talk about illness. If your body is injured or sick, you need to go see a medical professional. The heroes that help us with those issues. Well, if your building is sick, you need to call Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. We fix broken buildings. So if you've experienced damage to your building, fire or water, we know that smoke needs to be cleaned thoroughly. Water can lead to mold that needs to be addressed. And I've covered that on the air with you guys for a long time. I want to segue to your comment about a sick building. There's something else in our industry that we face. We've got an entire division dedicated to environmental issues. Environmental issues, well, now we're moving beyond mold. We know the mold mitigation. We know how to remediate that. If you've got water damage, you need to address it. But there's other things that can be hidden in your building, like asbestos, lead-based paint. Okay, guys, these things are real. They're not going away.
Steve just walked out on you.
Steve's going away, but asbestos and lead-based paint is not. So, and now, if you have those in your building, it's not the end of the world. But any time that you're going to do any form of construction or disrupt those materials, you need to know what you're dealing with. You need to know if the home was built before 1978, the likelihood of lead-based paint is very high.
Let me ask you a quick question. What about, Joe, chime in here, the asbestos-lined wire? Is that still? Are you still finding that? Because on a couple of the homes that were built in,
it's like a cloth covering.
Yeah, cloth covering. Is that? It can't be safe, right? Cloth, because they did it for insulation back in the day, I think.
It is, but when you talk about asbestos abatement, mm-hmm. that's where you're good, right? So you wouldn't do the electrical.
Well, it depends on what's going on. Is that material being disturbed? Is it in the work zone?
Exactly.
Does it need to be abated? And it's amazing where all you find asbestos. And it, you guys, it is still in the market. There are still products on the shelves that have asbestos in them. We find them in homes built recently. It is still out there. And anytime you do a construction, you just need to know what you're dealing with. You're it's easy to.
So do you test?
We do.
Okay.
We do. We do test for asbestos. We do offer abatement, big and small. But really, it comes down to safety. The safety of our employees and the safety of our customers when we're working in a space. And you'll know when you see the cloth wrapped wires, or you see the spray on insulation, or you see 9x9 tiles.
Yeah, tiles.
Oh, it's a dead giveaway. 9x9 tiles. You just have to assume that that is asbestos. But sometimes you can see a 12x12 vinyl tile that's got a black mastic under it.
But asbestos here, all right, but if you have that and you're not moving it around, you're fine. You're not going to get sick from it.
Yeah. Asbestos is about being friable. It's about when it's disturbed.
Right.
So if you take that tile and you break it,
right,
the dust that comes into the air, that is the problem. That's a friable asbestos that can go into the air and you can adjust it through your...
What if you had a fire?
Well, on any fire, regardless of the age of the home... There's such traumatic damage to the home that we need to do some testing. Mm-hmm. You know, this stuff shows up in drywall compound. It shows up in acoustic ceilings. We need to know what is there so we can address it properly. In a fire, a lot of times you're doing a lot of demolition.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the entire house. Maybe it's a kitchen fire and you're taking out the cabinets and the walls and cleaning the rest. But whenever you're performing demo or renovation, you just need to know the materials that you're working with to keep yourself, your employees, and your customers safe.
Why is it so bad? Is it, does it create lung cancer? Is it, you know, what is it, what are the health, negative health impacts of asbestos? I mean, everybody's like, you know, it's like PMI. Oh, PMI is horrible. Well, no, it's not. It's like Joe said,
asbestos. PMS.
Well,
okay. I'm sure Jody will be having a conversation with
it's
you.
It's horrible. I'm just saying.
It's Saturday. I'm staying in my lane, terrible. Joe. I'm staying. Let's have this conversation on a Monday on the radio. But let's go to that, right? Okay. I say private mortgage insurance, PMI, not the other one that Joe just said, and everybody freaks out. It's horrible, right? It's terrible. And I'm like, you know, it's just cost of doing business, get you in the house with the lower down payment. But asbestos, as Joe just said, as long as you don't disturb it, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you disturb it, what happens?
We're not doctors.
Well, no, but he's a
no, but it's that fibrous material fine enough to get in your lungs and stay there. As far as I know.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not a medical professional, right, but you guys have all heard of mesothelioma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's what that is. It's from asbestos.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's why there's all those commercials.
The lawyers.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Meso whatever. Right.
I think I got it out right.
No,
I'm not going to say it again, but I think I know.
So that's
mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma. Yeah, just keep rolling. Nobody will know. But that's from asbestos.
It is.
Oh, and they're going for the huge lawsuits from... Okay, I get it now.
So, again, not medical professional, but a Blue Sky Restoration. We are restoration professionals. So we know how to look for these materials, test for the materials, and more importantly, conduct our job safely. We are working in people's homes. We are working in people's businesses. If asbestos is present, it's not the end of the world. It just means another layer of protocols. Specific containments, air pressure manipulations. There's things that we can do to prevent any cross-contamination. You can abate the target materials, and then we can move forward with the restoration renovation project.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
Blue Sky, 800-266-5677. Or online, goblusky.com. That is goblusky.com.
All right. Thank you for all of that great information. We're going to take a quick break here.
One second.
Yeah.
Court, you helped Mega out several times, and it started with somebody smelled something. Whether it be a homeowner or even in our office, the smell is what was the first indication.
Yeah, Mega Pro Joe, you guys have been a wonderful referral partner for years. You've sent me hundreds.
You're
of just.
Could you answer my question?
Yeah. Well,
number one, check if Stephen A. Leahy is in the building. Right.
I'm trying to.
I want to answer
your
question. Yeah.
You did a great thing for us. Okay.
And that was my pleasure, Joe. So, let's talk about your building.
You're such a schmoozer guy. All right.
You had a minor issue in your building with a condensation leak from the HVAC. Okay, it happens. No big deal. Mm-hmm. Easy fix. But it was a slow leak, and it wasn't known, and it leaked down into the ceiling cavity of your office space. all of a sudden, before a loss was known, an odor was known. And that's when you called out. We located this. Very minor thing. I think all I had to do was remove a couple ceiling tiles, containment, direct cleaning, antimicrobial, dry it down, good to go.
How long did that take?
That, well, and a quick kind of mitigation project for that, that is a one-day service. It starts with the preparation, the containments, the removal and cleaning. But anytime in the restoration space, there's going to be a little additional because I need the equipment to finish the job.
Sure.
So we're doing dehumidification,
right,
air movement to dry the structure, and HEPA air filtration.
So you were in there 4 days?
Yeah, one day.
But didn't disrupt our business at all.
Yeah, that is always the focus. And when I'm working in a business, how can I keep you guys going?
Mm-hmm.
How can I address this issue but keep you guys going? So you saw in your space, we built a little box. We did a little cleaning. We set the equipment. One day quick service followed by 3 days of equipment on site. And we're done.
Thank you.
All right. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Laurie Harwood, Susan Johnson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Linda Brannon, Thaddeus Matchnick, Douglas Dragos, Lisa Harvey, Thomas Bell, Janet Gooderham, and Donald Callahan.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know. I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
I say this is the
Gooderham.
The wrong thing for David to do is start.
I totally agree.
Gooderham. That's not my name.
How would you pronounce it there?
I have no idea.
G-O-O-D-E-R-H.
I wouldn't even try. The difference is I wouldn't try.
His name?
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying, that's not my name.
G-O-O-D-E-R-H-A-M. Gooderham.
I don't know.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I'm thinking what? Gooderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, thank you to Janet, for who will never donate to anything that we do again.
So the restaurant you want to go to in Denver, Colorado is Cholan, and ask for a server named Handsome Joe.
Okay. There you go, Jackie and Chanae. When you get home and you hopefully stay awake during Stephen A. Leahy's
Cholan
presentation with John Hanson, John will be exciting and entertainment.
He is. Yeah, he's a professional.
I know. Oh, nice shot. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. He's been sitting on that for an hour and 40 minutes.
He was looking for an opening.
I can't. He's been chopping at me. All right. I know I'm going to say the Hockberg. Boom. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well, I don't know what you got going on there. It's just like
the black and white flannel.
Yeah, it's kind of dull.
Your shirt looks like white noise on an analog television set.
Ted Nugent called. He wants his shirt back.
Hey, Jordan Burnfield, you want to chime in here? He's trying to deflect his anger on my static analog TV, as if anybody knows what all that means.
Oh, I haven't seen your shirt, so I can't comment.
Hey, if I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own.
I think it looks fantastic.
It might be the camera.
It might be your eyes.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200.
MegaPro. You're funny. You know what I'm saying? You're funny all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a clown. I make you laugh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say you make me laugh.
Benny's calling up the Goodfellas or Casino soundtrack right now. That'll be
you're funny.
A rejoin coming eventually.
You saying I'm funny?
I don't even do that for a living, and it's you. What am I, a clown? You know the scene in the tiki bar.
I didn't know that.
Goodfellas.
Oh, look at them. Yeah. I would say my best material for John Hanson's show. 312, because what you're throwing out here sucks. 312-981-7200.
I wonder if anybody is going to listen after the show.
Well, hopefully. You know, to John.
Even during the show.
No.
We might have shut down WGN right now.
Let's not tell the WGN executives that I'm on this Saturday all day. So let's not let. Because we want it to happen again.
Yeah, they're not listening to this show. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, do me a favor. While we're on air, don't
just shut off the radios.
Don't tell Sean that I'm going to be on later. Oh, why? You got a problem with Sean?
No. I just don't want him to take it away from me. That's
all. There you go. Just in case. 312-981-7200. Just in case Sean's got a problem with you that you don't know about. 312-981-7200. Marina Mundelein, how are you?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
Tremendous. It says here on the screen, the call screen, asbestos tile and spray foam question for Corey.
Yep. So we're doing a major remodel, and the tiles are gone, but we have that black mastic on the floor.
Uh-oh.
So do we need to encapsulate that, or what do we do with that black mastic? We're not going to, you know, we're not going to scrape it or do anything, but is there something we can encapsulate that with? For, what do you suggest?
For our listeners that don't know what black mastic like me is, what is black mastic that you... I'm sorry, Mr. Mega Pro Joe. I'm a mortgage guy.
Why are you talking?
Because I want him to... I want Corey to explain to our other listeners what black mastic is.
Corey, do you know what it is?
I do, Joe. But I'm, would
you,
I'm a pro.
Would you have done that without David's prompt?
Well, I would have, but David, thank you.
You're welcome.
But it's David's show.
It is David's
show. Stop reminding
us. It's hard to accept that.
Go ahead.
This time is about asbestos, and I want to talk about it. Black mastic. Mastic is the adhesive that holds the tiles down. If you remove tiles, whether or not you believe them to be asbestos or not, and you see that black mastic, it should be concerning. There is a high probability that contains asbestos. Doesn't
the
mean
mastic?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, you bet, Joe. We see this material in tons of materials. Asbestos is prevalent. But especially in an older tile floor, probably 9x9s that were removed, or maybe not, but there's a black substance adhesive below there. So not always the end of the world, but we need to have it tested.
I've got a question for Maureen. How did they get who took the tile out without removing the mastic?
Well,
I think it's common that people just take them up, not even knowing. The house is quite old, and you know now we're doing a remodel. We see that we're just assuming the house was built in 1948 that it is. So now some people are saying you can just put some kind of sealer on it. Don't touch it. So we're wondering what is the best sealer to use.
Good question. And I think really the most important thing here is for you to work with professionals. Dealing with asbestos is a serious matter. The way that it is removed is a serious matter. I don't know, have any, you know, just talking on the phone, I don't want to say anything negative about the contractor you worked with, but I do want to give you good advice moving forward. You need to have that tested. Call us at Blue Sky, and I will help you sort through this. Let's get it tested. Let's know. If it's tested and it doesn't have any percentage of asbestos content, move on. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. If it's tested and it contains 2% or 3% of asbestos in that mastic, well, then we need to go next level. And the encapsulation technique you're talking about is a fine technique. There are special paints, non-water permeable, that can encapsulate that. So you don't have to go through the trouble of containing, scraping, then cleaning all surfaces in the room. You encapsulation technique is an okay technique.
And here's the best part about it, Marina Mundelein. You're going to get an honest quote from honest people who will come out from Blue Sky Restoration, not some scumbag chuck in a truck who's going to tell you that
you... Do you charge for testing it?
We do.
Okay, how much is that?
Good question. I don't know off the top of my head, okay. But call me off air, and I will get this sorted out with you next week.
You want to? Okay. Are you okay, Maureen?
Yep. I have another question, though.
All right, well, hang on. I got to hit a break because it's the bottom of the hour, and I got...
That's
I got
the best tease ever,
I've got
Maureen.
Kevin in the newsroom saying, again, here we go with the overtime. You're cutting into my news time. So hang on, Maureen. We're going to put you on hold.
Stick around, Maureen. Not like that.
Okay, will do.
Yeah. And the realtor out in the burbs with the small kitchen just disappeared. Right. So hang on, Maureen. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got Kevin in the newsroom. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. WGN 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a bunch of text messages that we will get to, so thank you and keep them coming. Maureen and Mundelein, you have a follow-up question to your asbestos question earlier in the show. So you wanna fire that off?
So the next question is regarding spray foam insulation in the different types and uses. We plan on using that in our attic on the underneath part of the roof to encapsulate the whole roof. And we're just wondering what is the best type to not, you know, cause moisture buildup and mold and all those great issues. And do you suggest some type of baffling or air circulation up there?
Good, very good question. And I work closely with some spray foam insulation vendors. what I'm going to advise you do is I want you to, again, I want to talk to you next week about both these issues, and I've got some solutions for you. Spray foam insulation is a wonderful product. It really changes the dynamic of an attic. An attic is designed to be a ventilated, non-living space. But I have seen when you do the spray foam technique, you can actually kind of change the dynamic of the attic and turn it into more of a finished space or good storage space. Now, some of the ventilation techniques of those attics will change. You know, a typical ventilation roof system is going to be ventilated through soffit vents and gable vents and a peak vent. But that is a great question. It needs to be asked to the professional. And I want to also note some pitfalls that I have seen professionally with spray foam insulation. And again, the importance of using a very good qualified contractor that you can trust. Because with spray foam and these closed hole insulations, if you do not apply them properly and if you do not let them cure properly, they can actually break down and not cure, and you will see a liquid oozing from them. And that liquid is poisonous. I rely on my scientists and hygienists to kind of describe the technicalities of that, but that is a job that I've had to do multiple times, from improper spray foam insulation that has not cured, decomposed, and leaked out a poison. That then we have to come in and remove it, and it's very, it can be dangerous. All that being said, I'm a fan of the product. The product works if you're working with the right people.
I have it in my house, Maureen, and I'll tell you what. We had a air blower test to do the what's it called, Joe? The integrity,
the vacuum door.
Yeah, the vacuum door, right, to find out if how much
air leaks.
Yeah, for air leaks. And the guy said when he was leaving that our house is one of the tightest houses he's ever seen.
Meaning, because you wouldn't pay him.
That was good. Benny marked that down, 4-2 at 12-12. I'm sure that'll be part of a rejoin. I'm sure Maureen's like, these jokes suck. Would you get to my answer?
No, I called in for this.
Maureen's like, come on, man, enough. I've been on hold forever. No, I will tell you that, and I will back it up, when installed properly by trained foam installers, it is an amazing product. Mm-hmm. My electric bills are lower. The sound in my house, you can't hear somebody talking from the kitchen in the living room. We have to call.
You did your partition wells as well.
I did everything.
That was incredible. Yeah. I never, ever even thought of that.
Yeah. As we built the house, mm-hmm, I mean, the guys went crazy. In their moon suits, you know, they had their hazmat suits on and the respirators. And it's an amazing product. And we talked to the guy who did my house about coming on the show. It's just he's having trouble getting product to put into people's homes due to supply chain issues. So I back
still
up.
Still a good guy.
Still a great guy. Right. But hang tight, Maureen. Thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing your challenges with our listeners and your questions with our listeners.
And Corey's going
to
come out.
And Corey will give you a call after the show, follow up, and set up a time for him to come to your house in Mundelein, okay?
Oh, great. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
He prefers chocolate chip cookies, the chunky ones.
Peanut butter.
With peanut will butter. Or maybe maybe with Reese's peanut butter cups in it.
Dave, she wants to be done with it.
Okay, we got to go. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning Product, Maureen, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Stephen A. Leahy has more exciting IRS data to share with us that I asked him to share with us, so he has absolutely nothing to talk about with John Hansen on Let's Get Legal in 45 minutes.
We could tap him.
We're going to tap his information out. We're going to roll him into
then
the other room.
Show up.
Good luck with that.
We have to put him on oxygen. Yourself? Yeah, we have to put him on oxygen.
Did you just call John Hansen?
I called John. I said, I'm sorry.
Keeping the good stuff for his show.
I'm trying to wear him out. I'm like, did you realize Stephen A. Leahy's on with you? He's like, unfortunately, yes. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's Get Legal coming up after this show with John Hansen, the host, and a guy named Stephen A. Leahy will be joining him. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. More IRS tax stats coming up after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What?
For
some?
Some
pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some
sump pit.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you to Donald Callahan, Richard Rorchick Jr., David Bessert, Donna Artez, Rosa Garcia, Francis Fleming, and Peg Peterson. How do we know? How do we know if it's Patterson or Peterson? I guess we'll never know. Unless Peg wants to call in and correct me. But thank you to all of those listeners who donated to the Behind the Vest fund the Vestathon. We raised $225,000. They raised another $25,000 at the pancake breakfast. And next year we're going for $500,000. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You want to tell that quick story about Jeremy,
so
your son?
So it wasn't Jeremy. It was a group of guys. They went to inspect a job for a customer, and the customer sitting there, and he's like, "Hey, I got a question." He goes, "You know Joe, right?" I approached him. They're like, "Yeah, yeah, we do."
He's my boss.
You know the Hochberg guy, right? Right? They're like, "Yeah, yeah, we know the Hochberg guy." Hmm. So are they just professional smartasses? Like, is that what they do for a living?
Pretty much.
He does like, they did like the show, though.
All right, good. That's good. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Average refund, Mr. Leahy, of our listeners, of the 115 million taxes filed last year, what was the average refund that
The number I'm going to give you is for this year, not for last year.
Okay.
There's 58 million refunds have already been given out this year as of March 25th, totaling $189 billion, and the average refund was $3,263.
Wow.
More than $448 more than last year. So
that's $271.50 that our listeners could be getting back every single month, and they're giving the government a tax-free loan by not having that money taken from their when you go to your HR department and fill
W-4
you go to your HR department, ask your tax preparer if you have one what you have to do in your HR department to increase your withholding so you get less money back when you file taxes and you get more money back every single month. Am I correct?
A W-4, you can even tell them percentage-wise. So if you go back and you look the last 3 or 4 years, if you're in the same job, and calculate,
you're getting $3,600 back a month, every year, I mean.
Calculate what your tax is and what your income is. Let's say it's 20%. I could tell my HR, take 20% of my money.
Sure.
And that way you're not overpaying. They're just going to pay what you always pay. And then even if you owe a couple of dollars, at least you could pay that. You could pay that at the end of the year. You are giving them a tax-free. And I know people. A lot of people count on that. That's like a forced savings plan.
Okay. Exactly. And that's why I think you got to be careful with that, because I did the first 20 years of my business, or 10 years of my business at least, right?
Well, I would tell you.
You did the right thing, though, Joe, in that you paid yourself as an employee.
I did. So in other words, that's why I think it's important that, like you talk about structure, I had a paycheck. Right. And consequently, I had taxes taken out of that paycheck. As a young person, brand new house, brand new family, I lived for that.
Okay.
$6,000 or $5,000, whatever it was.
Congratulations. I would go tell you to go back to the
gym. I know. And that's what I'm saying.
I'm just making
a statement. So much smarter than everybody else.
I would not say that.
You were a better money handler.
I will say that.
Right.
I will agree with that. I am not smarter than everybody else.
I made a big mistake.
I know. So thanks for correcting
yourself. You were a better money handler.
Walk that back quick. I'd much rather have. It's costing the average family right now.
I understand.
I know you are. I'm just blasting on this point here. More than $271.50 to fill up their cars with gas if you have two cars in a family right now. It's costing you $350 more a month than it did a year ago to put gas in your tank. I would much rather our listeners have that $271 to help offset that $350 a month extra fuel bill. Forget about the food. Forget about your heating. Forget about your electric. Forget about all that. I'd much rather you have that money in your pocket, because what are you going to do with it? You're going to put on a credit card at 18% to 20%, you're going to pay juice on that. Go ahead, Steve.
I just want to mention also that, you know, obviously the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds. So if you're counting on that refund, don't get it.
You're exactly right.
Wham!
Right.
There you go.
What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite. Not true.
But that just solidified my point.
No, it didn't.
Bing, bang, boom.
Bam, nothing. No, Steve,
You're it's exactly like a Batman right. cartoon where you go pow, pow, pow. There,
but if
that's
you needed
it.
The money and you didn't have it, do you know what I'm saying?
But if the IRS isn't going to give the money.
You don't believe that people need the money.
I trust me, people need the money. I totally believe people.
Oh, you're saying they don't need it at tax time?
They need it during the year.
Okay, whatever.
Pam, poo, bum. Fight back now. For all your kids.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape. All right, here, I got one for you. 847 during the first hour of the show. For Stephen A. Leahy, we owe the IRS over $100,000. I had a few challenges with CPAs giving us bad advice and filings. The IRS takes our current paid estimate tax to apply to the past. During the last audit, the IRS examiner, who was called a Mr. or Mrs. IRS examiner, or doctor examiner, entered that we did not file our taxes in 2014, which was part of the audit. Our CPA didn't catch the mistake, which closed our offer and compromised. Any recommendations on what we could do? Thanks, G.
I don't follow that story so I'm a little confused in that the 2014, they can't be auditing that now because they usually go back only 3 years to audit. So I don't know where that would come in. But let me tell you, let's talk about the offer and compromise because that's what they're talking about. The offer and compromise is what everybody wants. And if you ask 500 people of my clients who wants an offer and compromise, 500 hands go up. Everybody wants that. And here's the stats.
What is it?
The offer and compromise is when the IRS agrees to take less than you owe them and settle the matter in a lump sum, or actually it's a payment, but only 12 months or things like
for
that.
For less than what they owe.
For much less, right? Okay. It's based on what you can pay. But the here's the thing. In 2020, the last time we have statistics from the IRS, 7.4 million people settled what they call a collection case, and that's when you owe the IRS money. So sometimes it's an offer compromise, sometimes it's an installment agreement, sometimes you get currently not collectible, and sometimes you just pay. Right. So of those 7.4 million cases.
Is that a lot? Is that considered a lot?
That's actually it was down in 2020 because of COVID.
Okay.
So it was down. But of those 7.4 million cases, 14,500 about were offers and compromise.
Whoa.
So that's like none, like almost zero.
Small percent.
Yes, very small. Less than a quarter of 1% of people settle their bill that way. And what happens is you add time to the statute of limitations. So oftentimes what people are doing is just giving the IRS more time to come after you and adding interest to something that you're never going to get. But why do people do it then? Because that's easy to sell.
Right.
If you come to some guy tells you, "Hey, would you like to pay pennies on a dollar?" You say, "Yeah, I want that." Sign here. Right.
Most of your competitors that advertise lead with that
exactly
because that's the sexy thing to lead with. Right.
Exactly. And everybody wants, and everybody, and then I can't tell you how many people that hire me, and then they get some advertising. Why can't you do this for me?
Right.
It's like because you're not going to get that.
Right. Yeah. Or somebody. It, you know.
But here, though, talk about what you do. You structure the agreement, correct?
Yeah, well, it's really about trying to get the IRS to leave you alone and give you an opportunity to pay it in a structured manner, mm-hmm. rather than letting them just come and take everything from you, because that's what they do, right? Yep. They can come take everything away from you.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here, we'll get this one out real quick. I recently received a refund for overpayment of student loans. Will this texter need to claim this overpayment on their 2022 taxes?
The answer is no, because you already paid tax on that money when you paid that loan, right? You used after tax money and you overpaid it. They give it back to you. That's just my money, so no, that's not income.
And the PPP money and the in all the extra money that some of our listeners got dumped into their checking account, are there taxes on that?
There was not any tax on the PPP money.
Okay, and what about the incentives?
Stimulus, the same thing. Historically, when you got one, you had to pay taxes on it, but they did back it out of taxes.
Okay, for listeners who want to reach you to get amazing, amazing information, what's the best number to reach you?
Call me at 312-664-6649. And my ad, I talk about a free my book, Deal With Your IRS Problem Today. Go to freeirsbook.com. I'll give you a copy of my book.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720.
It's a good book. Like, if you have nothing to do to read that book.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you owe the IRS money,
no,
you're
I didn't
looking
say
for
that,
some information.
I'm just saying.
This is Home Sweet Home
book.
Chicago.
If you want to read a book.
Okay, this is Home. I'm going to turn your mics off. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN 312-91-7200. Microphones, call, text, and photo line. Over to Kevin in the newsroom.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981. You know, we're on the air. 312-981.
Oh, is today?
Yeah, it's right now. Like right now we're on the air. This is pregame for John Hanson's show. I know Steve's warming up in the bullpen.
So say,
I wonder what John Hanson's.
If anybody has a question, don't text here. Wait till John Hanson's show. Yeah. Give me a call.
Oh, no, text now.
Text right now.
Text right now. Yeah, because Steve's saving all of his good stuff for
text right now.
And I'll answer your question. He puts me on the phone.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Joe, good morning. I'm wanting to replace the current tub wall with as deep tub walls as I can. Scott from Woodstock. He sent in a picture of his bathtub that yep. is butted up against a wall with a shower curtain. You've seen thousands, if not tens of thousands
Scott,
of these.
I see no reason not to do that. I don't know if that's one of those tub liners that you know where they just go right
sure,
over,
right
the
over
old
it.
Stuff. I don't know that from this picture. And if you wanted to replace the same size, that's standard. So it's all good.
Okay, 312.
I mean, if we can help in any way, you can call us.
It's not that big of a deal. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Corey, I live in Northwest Indiana. Does Blue Sky handle Northwest Indiana?
Absolutely.
40 states, you said.
40 states at any given time we are working, but we have coverage coast to coast.
Which two don't you do? Hawaii?
Well, as a matter of fact, we are in the continental U.S. as of now.
He said 40. Which two?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you looking at? A map from 1857?
48.
Love of God.
If that was right in 1857, I think that would be funny, but it's probably not accurate. Okay.
It's
still very funny.
I know. I forgot where you're on the radio. But which... I forgot anybody who was listening.
I like this question.
Which 10 don't you do and why not?
Great question.
Hold on, Benny, did you mark that 4-2 at 12:38? Get that ready for a rejoin. Go ahead there, Corey. Sorry.
Good question. So, Joe, you asked which 10 states do we not service?
That's what I meant to ask.
We service every state, coast to coast. We've worked in every single state in the continental U.S. We are always working in multiple states at a time. We have offices in 18 states and 41 locations, but we have active work going on in 40 states at a time. But we work in every single state. Okay. There isn't an area on the map that we cannot cover.
312-981-7200. 312.
I know. I got you.
God, that was way too easy. That was a great question.
Which two don't you do?
Even a better. Which two out of the 40 don't you do?
48, like pictured in my head.
You know what? I mailed
until United States. That's
I mailed you something in on February 5th, and the horse should be there on the Pony Express. Don't worry about it. It should be rolling.
I had 48 pictured in my head.
Keep talking. Yeah, I voted for Lincoln. Shame what happened at the theater. 847, Joe, I want to replace my front door and two side lights. How do I determine what material
fiberglass
is the best replacement? Wood, steel, fiberglass?
Fiberglass is really, I mean, it's permanent, and you can finish it.
That's what...
Janky?
No, Justin was talking about with the windows.
Sure. Fiberglass is really, really a nice option now, and it's really going to hold up nice. Builder Supply Hardware has a great line of fiberglass.
Okay, 847. I have vinyl windows that a squirrel chewed on the outside, like eating an ear of corn.
Yeah, this person is either just goofing around with us.
Okay.
But he's asking how to fix it. He rents, so he doesn't want to replace it. He wants to fix it with Bondo. Meaning, if you're trying to plug a hole, you could use caulk or something to seal it.
Silicone?
What did you say, Dave?
Silicone.
Silicone? Yeah, sure, you can use silicone. But here... but I think the question is, he's trying to repair this chewed up vinyl window, and he doesn't want to pay for a new window because he rents. Caulk it.
Okay, caulk gun. Any special type of caulk? An outdoor caulk?
Silicone is fine.
Silicone is fine. I deserve that. That was good. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 773. I got my tax refund in 2 weeks electronically, but Dave, what do you think is better, putting down dependents and getting money on your paycheck or no dependents and getting a refund? I'll leave that to Stephen A. Lee.
We just talked about that, right?
That's why I'm bringing it up. It just came in.
Because refunds, again, some people want more money at the end because it's forced savings. And if that's you, then get more, take more money out. But you don't have to falsify your dependents or anything. You just have to tell your HR or the W-4.
And, percentage.
Yeah, tell them what you
want. But you can't go negative dependents also, but you would need to be an accountant to figure that out.
Well, that might be.
Right.
And I'm not an accountant.
I understand.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Tax question. I'm preparing the tax refund for my in-laws, and this is the first year with a 99 LTC. You know what that is? I must have forgot the one. 1099 LTC. What is limited? Limited Liberal, tax corporation? I don't know. No documentation indicates if it's a qualified plan. However, most sites I've been to in the past few days state most plans and funds are not taxable to the insured. The IRS site does not help, nor does the TurboTax program. Is there a definite website that has the best explanation for completing IRS Form 8853 for tax filings? Oh, it seems that definitions for specific matter, but insurance companies are not clear. Please help. 8853.
Go, Steve.
Well, I'd like to help, but I can't help right here because it's kind of confusing. And one thing about the IRS, well, two things. They use acronyms and forms. They have a form for everything. Mm-hmm. And so I'd have to really reacquaint myself with that form that you talk about. But in a nutshell, generally insurance is not taxable because it's a payment. It's not income.
Maybe so you want to answer that on John Hansen's show.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. Yeah, he's saving all the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm really smart on him.
So I'd have to look at that specifically. And when we get off the show, we always get the copy, so I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
John, I've done a lot of research on Form 8853 in the past 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. I want to review with you and your listeners.
John, I feel a lot smarter after I got out of Hochberg show.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel pretty smart when I'm in this show.
You know, John?
That's a good point.
See what he did there? 312-981-7200. That was well played. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Someone filed a 2021 tax return using my wife's ID. We received notice the IRS wants $7,000 due to calculations error and overpayment. What do we do now?
Well, they have a lot of identity theft. This is very common with the IRS.
So is somebody ripping a W-2 off of this guy's wife and filing a tax return?
Yeah, a lot of people, they're false, right?
They make it up.
Yeah, they make it up and then they put it in. And so there's a lot of that going on. It really caught, I don't have to tell you, identity theft really causes
huge
trouble.
Yeah.
With a lot of things, and especially with the IRS. And it's not an easy fix. So
a lot of time and effort. Police report.
Exactly.
You got to document the crime.
Exactly. Because then you have to go to the IRS and show them what happened, that you're not liable.
But you need the police report.
I would think that makes sense to have it anyway.
Every situation we've had with somebody using somebody else's credit to file a complaint in order to get the ball rolling, you need to file a legal complaint that something bad happened to you in a police report. So this
is good. Because one of the reasons why it's a crime to file a fake police report. So you must be, right? So now you're going to be, you're attesting to the fact that it really did happen and you're not just making it up.
Oh, there you go. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the nuggets of knowledge that our experts want to leave our listeners with until we meet again next Saturday at our regularly scheduled program. Guess who's coming on next weekend?
Ray Kaplan.
No. Greg Gardbeau from Chicago Culinary Kitchen. It's a shame you won't be here to enjoy that fine food.
We had a streak here where we were having lunch here every day.
Right, and we're specifically setting up the foods for
you
when you're not here.
You guys want to learn something from our listeners?
Yeah, go.
LTC is long-term care.
Ah, there you go. Well, thank you, texters, for filling that in. That would make sense. I have a long-term care policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-70. Nobody really cares, obviously. 312-981-7200.
That would be the first smart thing that anybody said in a
while. Is a MegaPros call
text. It had to come from a texter.
Is a MegaPros call text and photo line. It's been 2 hours and 47 minutes, so finally we get something. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call text and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter eight?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, my God, this show's fun.
That was great. 312-981-7200. Real quick story. I was dropping some things off at firehouses up in Northbrook, and I pull up, and a city truck pulls behind me, and I come back out of the door. My car's there. He looks at me. He looks at my bump. He looks at my license plate because it says Hawks on it, and he looks at me, and he points at me, and he goes, let's review.
I do like the let's review thing. I think it sounds.
He started good. Cracking up. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you want to refinance? He's like, no. I'm like, well, okay. Next let's time, review. Let's review.
I was going to use that in my new spot, but
well,
I
what other, what can't you use? I mean, the only thing
you take everything.
The only thing that people know with you is fight back now. Everything else sounds like they, you know, there's a guy. We're going to call him Mike. Why don't you just call him Mike? Why do you have to say there's a guy named Mike?
I'm trying to tell people that I'm not going to.
People assume I'll that. Keep,
I You can't assume that.
Let's call him Mike.
There's a guy named Mike.
Because remember, but I had the other commercial. It was Chuck. And it really was Chuck. Because well, Chuck gave me the... And
Chuck
he's
get mad at you?
No, no. Chuck gave me the authority to do that. And I also have an interview with Chuck and where he that's where I said go to financial...
Is he thinking of changing his name now?
He is now, yes. Okay. But his wife's still...
There's a guy that...
He's in witness protection now.
There's a guy named...
No. Are you Chuck?
I'm doing this commercial about a guy named Mike, but it's really not Mike, so don't worry about it. Mike,
all you 60, Mikes out there.
All you okay. Mike, it's got nothing to do with you. Mike 62, he owed 100 G's on his taxes. Fight back now! I mean, one more.
That's your whole commercial right
The only
there.
Thing you're missing is the...
I'm going to say, let's review!
Well, the only thing you're missing is the NMLS number. So, what, you want to rip my NMLS number off? There you go. 136675.
I can't say it that fast.
136675. Well, you just say it slow, and then Ernie speeds it up. 312.
Ernie's a genius.
Yeah.
He is a genius.
That goes without saying. What knowledge and nugget of knowledge do you want to leave us other than listen to me on the John Williams show?
Now that you just took that thunder away from me. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Corey, back to you.
One more thing. I was just
gonna say. Oh, you weren't going to shut him up there.
You're not going to get. I'm not going to be on the ride home with you. How's that?
Yes. Glory, how's hallelujah. That? It's going to be the best ride home with you downtown.
More room for Portillo's.
Yeah, more room. Yeah. Used to be more room for. I haven't had a double bacon cheeseburger on a ride home in like seven months.
I had a hot dog last week.
But they're so good.
Yeah, they are.
You stop by and get a double bacon cheeseburger when you're in your fat stage and you just pound it with a Diet Coke, of course. Mm-hmm. If our listeners want to reach
out
you.
And I was someone brought a corned beef factory sandwich.
Stop yourself. Yeah. Awesome. My buddy Pete on Lake Street, right down the street. If our listeners want to reach you quick.
David's going to pass out.
Go to WGNTaxman.com.
Corned beef factory on Lake Street with the potato chips, which I haven't had in a good 7-8 months. So thanks. And any other place you want to bring up? Fasano pie? You want to throw that out there? Hey, I had a Fasano pie. It was delicious. Yeah, too bad you can't have any.
Yeah, I'm watching my weight.
Yeah, you're watching it go up. Corey, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what nugget of knowledge do you want to leave our listeners?
Well, I had a lot more content for today, so I'll have to come back on air with you soon, David. I just want you guys to just remember our name, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. A final farewell to the beloved JC Restoration. It is a beautiful legacy in Chicago. You served this market for so many years. I love the Cruz family. I've loved the leadership at JCR. And now we are Blue Sky. We are one Blue Sky. We're huge in Chicago. We're huge across the United States.
And you love your wife, remember? Yeah. It's not funny.
No, come on, dude. Don't screw this up. You screwed it up last time.
Why is
time.
It funny?
It's Saturday night. It's 1 o'clock. You got another 8 hours before you screw things up.
We had to teach them this.
I know.
I love Blue Sky. I love Blue Sky. I love Cruz.
I love my kids. I love my car.
I also love my clips that I get from the show. You guys keep coming over the top. Okay. Yes, I love my wife. Thank you for bringing that up.
What's her name?
Jennifer Ambrose.
Okay, just want to make sure you remember that. Joe, what do you want to leave us with?
This, there's a hole about the width of a pencil in the gutter above my front door. I tried silicone and Gorilla Tape. Nothing sticks. What should I use? Flex Seal.
Flex Seal. Okay.
Yep. I feel like Lou. You know what I'm saying right now?
Feel like Lou? Or you feel like that
well,
short?
Well, because I can answer a product question.
Short, chubby guy in
You can get that at Ace, too. Did I mention that?
There you go.
Megapros.com.
I'm David Hochberg. If you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. You want all the information about to contact anybody on the show. All the information can be located at WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com. I want to thank everybody for listening to this week's show, and we will be on next week. Stay tuned for John Hansen.
Be here next week.
Good. But he will be on John Hansen's show coming up next. Thanks, for everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend.